More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
What's on your bucket list? Adventure? Travel? Crazy fun? Connecting with nature? Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 end-of-year bucket list swipe to win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Plus, earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, December 29th, where you can win $5,000.
Two winners.
Or $599.
21 winners.
Let us help you check off your bucket list. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now... Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Thursday, 22nd of December. So which means you've got two more days of shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Before Christmas on Sunday. Good morning, everybody.
Time to start again.
Yeah, 6:05. Yeah,
Time to start shopping.
6:05-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob's picking me up at 6 p.m. on Friday. Or maybe, it's 6 p.m. on Saturday, and we're going shopping. We're going to come and get, we're going to do a direct action mission. We've got it reconned out. We're going to go to a spot. We're going to roll out of the car. We're going to both run inside. We're going to get all the gifts that we want and come back, get back in the car. He's dropping me off, and we're going to be ready. And which one is it? Which 7-Eleven was this?
Actually, a number of larger stores are staying open until about 6 to 8 p.m. Christmas Eve.
Have you seen
the last minute?
I think I've talked about it already, but you saw the commercial for Walmart. People are just standing there, they're talking to people, and all of a sudden, they get this oh no look on their face. Their eyes get big. And they head down, and they get on their app there on their phone, and that you can order at Walmart. And as long as you order before 6 p.m., you can pick it up at Walmart.
Yeah, there you
Christmas
go.
Christmas Eve. Oh, gosh. Anyway, I thought that was, really frankly, that was funny.
Enabling the American procrastinator.
Yes, it does. And speaking of...
And, here's the deal.
Speaking of a procrastinator...
If you don't do any shopping, yeah. Christmas happens anyway. It's amazing. It comes and goes, and there's hardly a ripple on the water if you just
because
ignore it.
Just because baby Jesus got That's gifts it. Coming in.
There you go.
Frankincense, myrrh, and gold. I've been looking for a myrrh. I'm not sure what that is. Frankincense I can find. Gold I can find. I'm not sure what myrrh is.
I believe it is a substance used in the preservation of it's like an embalming.
No, right? No. I want you to look myrrh up because why would they bring an embalming agent to
it was
baby
very
Jesus? Anyway, okay.
It's 34 degrees in downtown Reading, mostly sunny today. Tonight we're looking for a low of 40 and heavy rain on Friday. High of 50 and a low of 34, and again, heavy rain on Friday. On Saturday, a chance of showers, 49, and low of 40, not much in temperature change there. And on Saturday, we're looking for a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and Christmas Day looks like it's going to be warm and sunny and beautiful and, at least in the 50s and not raining.
It's not going to rain on Sunday. It's going to rain tomorrow?
It's supposed to rain on Friday.
Oh.
Heavy rains.
Oh.
And low snow in the mountains down to about 2,000 feet.
Low snow.
Yeah, the weather is always
How low can it go?
Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, let's jump into something. Last or Tuesday, in the closed session, the city council voted unanimously to let the Allen Golf Course go by the, you know, we're not gonna put money out for the Allen Golf Course.
Whoa. Smart, moment of recognition of the public. Perception set in.
Oh, do you think it might? You know what? I just wonder, because if they had voted yes, even if it was a 3-2, could you say the word recall?
Yeah.
Oh, and here we go again. You know, this vote, you know, well, the people voted to raise their rates for the sewer and utilities. That's not true. That is not true. You know, this was the most, you talk about the Russians rigged this election. I'm just telling you right now, the Russians rigged this election by figuring out how not to have people send ballots back. Well, you do that by giving them a ballot and say, if you want to have your rates raised, don't send us anything and we love you. If you don't want them raised, here, put it in this envelope.
It's called a protest vote, Carl. And they've done it for years.
Well, it's wrong.
Why? If you're involved and engaged in your community and you get something in the mail and you read it and you're against it, you sign it and send it back.
You probably the one that thought this up.
I did not, but it's the way they do it, and it works.
It's wrong. Okay, well, then it would work this way. If you want your sewer, utility rates, or any of those rates raised, then you send us a letter and say, please do it. And then you then see how many will do it.
Well, of course not. Oh. Nobody's going to take the time to request it.
Wait a minute. That's the point. That's the point.
But if they're against it, they will stop it. I mean, that should be your motivation. If I send this in and get all my friends,
if you even see it because of all the stuff they send to you, I'm just saying is why don't you do it this time? Just next time, reverse it. If you want your rates raised, just send us this piece of paper.
But Carl, that would be logical.
No, Trish. All of a sudden, Trish had her politician hat on.
Yeah,
she had her politician hat on. You had your politician hat on.
Protesting.
How could you do that?
Well, city officials are obviously taking a page from the Columbia Record Club. If you don't want to spend $15 on this stupid album that has no music worth listening to on it, send it back before a certain date.
Exactly.
Or they'll charge your card.
Exactly.
Or they're going to charge your card to re-up you on something unless you tell them before that date.
You need to be proactive, Carl, and you need to take things in your life that are important and act on them.
I did.
Instead of just floating along. Well, that's how you get people's attention
is when you do something they
don't want.
I acted on that.
Did you send your protest vote back?
I sent it back.
Should have got your friends to send it back.
I picked up mail for 12 people and sent it back.
You wanted to know about myrrh.
Okay, what's myrrh?
What's myrrh?
Ancient Egyptians, as part of an intricate mummification process, utilized myrrh in their rituals. It is a resin or sap of an African and Middle Eastern tree. And has been historically used as a medicine in China and is still used to this day.
It's a medicine.
Yeah, it's a plant-based medicine.
Oh. Oh, this is from Mike.
So even then, the pharmaceutical industry was
already
right in the middle of it.
You know what? They were going. The pharmaceutical industry was heading for baby juice. Mike says, Trish the Dish sounds like a typical politician. Whoa!
Oh, my.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Okay, I added the dish part.
I have to show you something. From December 21st, 2009, I'm going to repost this on my Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. One of our first week on the air.
This was after about 1 week on the air here at KC.
Wow.
The walls are bare. There's no flag.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, post it on
the air.
The
lighting
is
horrible.
Good job, buddy.
We have this one flickering. You know those old movies, they have the flickering fluorescent light? Yeah.
8 years. Wow.
It was bad in here at first. Oh, man. The only thing that worked was the board, and then we had to replace that. Hey, I bought it, and they said I bought the board, and Mike said, "Oh no, this board's good for another 100 years." Yeah, well, not quite.
Yeah, lasted not even 100 days.
I think it lasted a year, maybe. But they gave us time to find out what we really wanted because I had no idea at that point. Hey, look, I'm glad you're back. Because we're back kind of on. I was doing Omaha Steaks,
than you should have.
Well, only like 4 days. I gave them 4 extra days, and then I realized yesterday, I'm starting to read it, that how in the hell are they going to get that there in time? Then I looked down, it was supposed to end last week. So those people that
ordered the last minute.
Yeah, you know what? You may get it a little bit late there.
But you know, when they were talking to them on the phone, they would have told them.
They would have told. Well, yeah, but a lot of them can do it online. But they'll say when there's going to be delivered.
It comes
that's
back
what
when,
it said.
Yeah, that's right. It comes
hey,
back.
Look, speaking of sleeping, which we weren't really talking, but speaking of sleeping, our friends over at Sleep Number have this great sale going on. And right now, you can pick up their Comfort Pit Fit pillow. Right now, you get buy one and get one 50% off. Now, we've talked about these Comfort Fit pillows before at Sleep Number. Now, Sleep Number in itself is great. Voted, you know, I mean, American or Consumer Reports says it's the best mattress. You've got J.D. Powers saying it's the best mattress. I mean, you can't get any better than this. Made in America. You've got one, and you've had one for a decade.
And it's the best sleep I've ever had.
Absolutely, and we have one, and it's the best sleep we have. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40.
Mine is 55.
And your Sleep Number setting is 55.
And has been for a long time.
Yeah, well, mine's been 60.
But I settle back into the 55. Well,
so often, I'll drop it down to 55 to see how you're sleeping.
I'll have to bump mine up to 60 to see how that works.
There you go. Anyway, but these comfort fit pillows. I can't tell you enough about that. As soon as we got them, and they sent them to us, said, here, we're going to be selling these. Tell us what you think. And it was like, whoa, these are great pillows. Here's your chance. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian Jan, see the professionals. Lay on the beds. You know, check the beds out. Plus, they have all types of other great presents down there. Great things for sleep. Sleep. It's great. I love
all
sleep.
The accessories
I
that
love
go.
To sleep.
All the accessories that go with your Sleep Number bed are top quality and sheets that fit like nothing in the world.
That's right. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center to our Sleep Number store. It's about 16 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're going to take a break. It's 34 degrees. It's going to go up to 61 today. The rain's starting to come in.
Yep.
So and go out and
just
get your shopping done. All right. We'll be
Christmas
right back.
Eve and the weekend. Christmas are going to be nice.
I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's Christmas time again at Dandelion. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob. It's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
I lifted the ban on Bruce for, you know, the holidays. I was mad at him because of his behavior during the election.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark, my Thursday girl.
Love Thursdays.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our home helpers girl, my other Thursday girl.
Oh, yeah,
Sharon
first
Clark.
Thursday of the month. That's Karen right. And I do the show.
There you go. Okay, look, home helpers, and you're looking for in-home health care for a short period of time or long periods of time. You're not going to get any better than home helpers. Personally selected, background investigations, insured, bonded, personally trained by Sharon. You're not going to get a better person in your home to take care of your loved ones than at Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry
to
Christmas.
You all. And Trish, first time I've had a chance to wish you Merry Christmas and
thank
a Happy
you, Gary.
New Year.
Same to you.
All right. I called the city and asked for the stats on the rate election. So, first of all, I had a fine conversation eventually with Pam, the city clerk, and she explained very well how this election worked, and it has to do with Prop 218.
Yes, it does.
So, and I'm electronically ignorant, so I don't have the method to look it up, but apparently all and the wording and et cetera is all contained in Prop 218. So it was very informative. Pam's a very nice lady, as all are the other people that I talked to. So anyway, do you want the numbers?
Sure.
All right. The first number will be the ballots that were sent out, in other words, to the parcels, and then how many votes came back. So anyway, just for water, they sent out 26,578 parcel numbers. And the votes that returned were 10,431. For wastewater, 26,596 were sent out and returned, saying no, 10,375. For solid waste, 28,997 and 10,289 came back. So I'm looking at the numbers. It's somewhat consistent within a couple hundred votes. 39% apparently took the time to vote and say no. So that's
That's probably about the average of people that want to vote anyway.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
See, here's the thing is what I would like to see is just reverse it one time.
That can be done because of whatever, but
that
it's
Prop
a good 218. Point.
Prop 218, and here's the thing. We in the state of California refuse to recognize that, in fact, we're a republic. We're supposed to have a republic form of government. We choose to do this democratic democracy proposition thing where
right.
We want to vote everything in ourselves. So the people of the state of California who voted in Prop 218 are the ones that determined how this was going to be handled. It wasn't the politicians. It was the voters of the state of California.
Well, we should take away that prop. It's not every proposition needs to be passed.
We need to stop putting all of our decision-making on the ballot and propositions and go back to being a republic where we elect people who make those decisions and then we can hold them accountable.
Right. One other thing, Carl, last couple of weeks you had the couple members of the city council on, and we seem to have a discussion or a misunderstanding, my misunderstanding being a retired English teacher, of the word trust. So I've got, and I'm not implying anything, but if Bob wants it, or you wanted, I did some research and went to a thesaurus and came up with 24 words that would be understood being connected with trust. And so if it, maybe the, well, I know one city council person has a limited vocabulary, and the other one tried to parse words. So I think with these 24 words, one would think that the idea of trust or mistrust could get through. And if Bob wants, I can call him after you people do the show and give him the words or tell him what I did. So that's up to him. I don't want to do that on
well,
the air.
Okay. And, well, you know, time. Yeah, give Bob a call after the show.
Yeah, well, what other thing?
He doesn't do anything.
For me, I think I've solved my problem of going turning inside out when I hear liberals. I just look at them or listen to them and say they're in a parallel universe. But the problem is with the parallel universe, sometimes that liberal universe sideswipes us.
Well, and I think they're probably saying the same thing about the conservative universe. Okay, you know, Gary, Merry Christmas, buddy.
I think you're right. Same to you. Bye.
Merry Christmas, bye. Gary.
Damn propositions. Hey, you know.
You know, and that's part of the problem is because we don't know what we're passing when those propositions
come
on.
It's the way they're written. The way they're written. It's like, oh, we're not going to turn people loose that are rapists.
They don't even know what's in them. And then as we get through them and they get into the process, we need to stop passing laws, pay attention to what's on the book, and stop trying to solve everything with a proposition. There's enough laws on the books to handle any situation we've got. We ought to talk about getting rid of some of them, and that would solve more of our issues.
There you go. I like it.
We could take a lesson from Texas. Doesn't the legislature there only meet every other year or something?
God, that would be great, because then they can't do anything to you while they're gone.
Wouldn't it be something if instead of this being a full-time job for a bunch of these people, that it was every other year, and they got paid per diem?
They have to justify their existence.
Yeah, there you go. Just you pay their per diem. Okay, it costs you this much to drive from Waco to Austin, and then we're going to put you up in these hotels, and they're nice hotels. In fact, they've got little kitchenettes in there, so you can cook and have breakfast. But then we're going to pay you for lunch and dinner and breakfast. And we'll pay you for your gas, and we'll put put our group of people there that's gonna type things for you and mail things for you, and we'll have a lawyer explain what they're talking about here. But then we don't really need lawyers. This is Texas. So anyway. And then you can go out and pass some good laws, and you know, and then I have to worry. But go back and go farming or ranching or whatever you do, because yep. This ain't a full time job. This is just, you know, you're serving the people. The people are not serving you, like California.
Well,
y'all.
You know what? But that was actually the way that the government was intended to
I know,
operate
that
to begin
was
with.
It was people yeah. were pulled. They took the good person on yeah. in their neighborhood or in their community,
and they
said,
can serve for a while.
And they said, look. You really got it together. I want you to go in and for 2 years represent us. No. And he would go do his yeah. best job, and then after 2 years he would trot back home, and then somebody else would go.
There you go.
Yeah. That's all of them. You know, love you, Doug. Go back. You know what? It's time.
Go back
after,
and
you know what?
Raise
okay.
Rice.
After 10 years, or say 12 years. Let's just say 12 years.
Too long.
No, 12 years. That gives you 12 years. It gives them time to learn what they're doing, because you know it's going to take, with the way things are, it takes them at least a year, maybe a year and a half to really figure out what's going on. Then they've got X number, it'd be two Senate terms and six congressional terms.
But that's not how they do it. That's not how they do it. You see, they start at the local level. Then they go to the Congress or the Assembly or
not
the Senate
the
at the state level.
Not the
and
time.
Then they go back to Washington, D.C. So you give them 12 years in each one. That's a career. That's what they do.
Yeah. Don Steck nailed it in that one commercial he put out about
yeah,
the
that's
political
true.
Process.
Don, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to call Don. Yeah. Let me tell you what, he was in there. Trish knows the ropes. She's been around here for decades, maybe even longer.
Easy.
I wish we had more like her for a long, 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 long time. Okay, maybe she.
Okay,
she,
leave me there.
Maybe she didn't have that many longs in there. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Hey, you know what? Here's your chance to help a military family. We're going to talk military families here. We're going to be talking to Gunnery Sergeant Bill Filan right after this break. He was there at the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor at Pearl Harbor.
I can't wait to hear
but
about
we're also going to talk about some things the military or the Purple Heart's doing, because it appears that our electric company here in town just loves turning off the power to Afghan vets and Iraqi vets wounded that just come in, getting out, and, you know, are having problems getting jobs, and they're just turning their power off for them and their families.
Wow.
Here at Christmas. So, you know what, maybe we need to talk about that a little bit, too. And maybe we need to make some phone calls to REU and your city council and the Kurt Starman, saying, why are we turning off power at Christmas time to our veterans?
Should check into that. Let's do that.
But right now, BNT Satellite Dish Service is that for every 10 people that sign up with BNT, and they're a local company here, they are going to give free dish service to a active duty military family for a year. That's right. And when you sign up, you get $100 off your bill. So, I mean, that's pretty good, too. So for every 10 that sign up with Doug Tooley, and Doug's a veteran himself, he'll give one active duty military family free service for a year. He's got $39.99 packages monthly. He's got it all. Give him a call at 241-DISH or stop by 1007 Dana Drive, BNT Satellite. Don't call that 800 number. We'll be right back.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Ooh, yeah. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There
Country Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 2 days before Christmas. It's the 22nd. So it's 3 days before Christmas. 22nd of December, 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 37 degrees. It's going up to 61 today. However, we probably will get some rain. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings, and it's a nice, crisp day out there, and it's not raining. And it's not going to rain on Christmas, but it's
not going to
rain
on Christmas
tomorrow.
Well, it could rain, but don't worry.
And snow in the lower elevations.
Let the smile be your umbrella.
There you go.
Just like Gunnery Sergeant Bill Filan that's in here today. Hi, Gunn.
Tell us a great story.
Good morning, and thanks again for having me, guys. Yeah. It's really... I appreciate everything you do for my organization. And before we get started, it is this few days before Christmas, but you know I also do Toys for Tots.
Right.
And this is a marvelous time for me to thank the generous people of this county for the help that they give us.
Did you get a lot of toys?
I'm sorry?
Did you get a lot of toys?
We got a lot of toys. Yes, we did, in fact.
Well, we didn't give a lot from this location. You know, in fact, Linda was bringing them in. I said, it's too late. Well, I think Bill's already taken them, but we can still give them, right?
Well, yeah, but the thought is terrible.
The thought. Well, we had the box here.
Yes, you did.
You know, I'm going, wait. Last year we filled this little devil up. We didn't fill it up this time.
Mm. Well.
Well, you know, I think part of it is that there's a lot of other toy gift things going on.
There are indeed.
But you still got a lot for the kids.
Well, yeah, but ours is traditional. The Marine Corps has been doing this since, what, the late 40s, I guess. And a lot of people don't know it, but Walt Disney was a friend of the Marine Colonel who started this. And he designed the logos, the little trains and everything was done by Walt Disney.
Wow.
That's a little...
Some tradition.
The reason I knew that is when I was on independent duty, we were, I was inspector instructor for a reserve unit in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And this was back when they used to have they'd have a national spokesman for Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they do it. And they had people like, the Chips guy, not Ponch, but the other one.
Estrada?
Estrada, no. The other guy, who happened to be, by the way, a Vietnam veteran and an actor. And Western Airlines, remember Western Airlines, would fly in a jet with him and other people on it, filled with toys that they gathered in Los Angeles in the movie area there, fill up the jet, and then they come down and they fly them into Albuquerque because the guy that set it up worked with the Navajo on the Navajo reservation. A fellow that was a kind of a publicity guy, but he just loved helping. So they'd fly in this jet. We'd offload all these toys. And then we'd head on out to the Navajo Reservation, like on the 23rd. I had two guys that did this for 3 years. They loved it. They just loved it. It was, we'd meet up with the tribal leadership would be down there. They'd, it'd be on TV and all these things. And we would take the toys out. It was a big thing. We collected a warehouse full of toys for Albuquerque every year. I mean, a warehouse full.
Well, I think regardless of your political leanings or anything,
it made no difference.
When you see children, when children are involved, people are just and deservedly so.
Exactly.
Deservedly so. Okay. Now, Bill, if a lot of people of you don't know, but he's big. He used to be the president or the – not the president.
Commander.
The commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart in Reading. He's done so much for veterans in this town and just for people in this town. But on the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, he was invited to go to Pearl Harbor for the ceremonies there. Tell us about him. That's why he's on today. Tell us about him.
Well, it was one of the most moving, solemn events you'll ever have the opportunity. And I was just blessed to be there. And my wife went with me, Maggie and I, and we stayed at the Halekoa.
A great lady, by the way.
Yeah.
An angel. A saint.
I bet. Yeah.
Hey, tell Dr. Danuka to give her a raise, okay? She's an RN.
This has nothing to do with Dr. Danuka. It's for being with you this time, okay?
Well, yeah, the consensus is she should get the Nobel Peace Prize because I'm still alive. But anyway, getting back to this, There's a tradition that I was not aware of, but there I think there were 17 survivors of the Arizona, and they're in their 90s now. And when they pass away at their choosing, their remains can be cremated and put into a capsule and lowered down in.
I saw that. Yeah, I did not know that either.
I didn't know it either. And it was.
I think you told me that when you got back, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, they joined their shipmates, and it's just one of the most moving things.
Oh,
is that? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, that brotherhood.
Yes.
I want to rest.
Those
I want to rest with my
up,
brothers.
Yeah, those people that woke up that morning in the middle of this attack, and by the way, it wasn't. People were fighting in their underwear. They were running to their guns with a helmet and their skivvies and fighting back that day. And it wasn't like if everybody just rolled over. Now the attack was well planned and very well executed. But this point about they lost so many of their brothers on that ship, and then now to join them again, wow.
Yeah, it was very, very moving. And like I said, I was unaware of it until I saw it. And it was just it speaks volumes of the brotherhood of the military, and that's what I gleaned from it. But, you know, on balance, it was a great event. And I told you about the youngsters from Paradise in the evening, in the afternoon, after all the ceremonies, right down on Waikiki Beach, there was a parade, a huge parade, and they were announcing people, and there was a high school band from Paradise here in Shasta County. And I just thought it'd be interesting to get those kids down here and get their perspective of what
I think it's a great idea. Who would imagine Paradise, California?
From Paradise, California. Yeah. I think that's marvelous. Yeah, we'll have to get them on the show.
Okay, now, you said there was a huge parade afterwards in Waikiki and all that?
Yeah, the thing about it was there was just a jillion people there. And I looked up in the air, and there was a Purple Heart balloon, you know? And
I
told Maggie, I said, I got to know somebody over there. So we walked over there, and there's a national commander and a past national commander, a whole bunch of people that I knew, and they had VIP seats, and they said, you and Maggie, take a seat. So we didn't have to stand in the mob, you know, they took care of us. But it was,
you deserve it, Bill.
It was really, in the Hawaii chapter of the military of the Purple Heart was there, and they,
Well, I tell you what, I was stationed in Hawaii for 3 years. And
so was I.
And but you were blown up on the ship. So, oh no, it wasn't that long ago.
Trish, she's picking on you and I.
I think it's got some kind of a complex going here.
It all started.
Trying to make us look old. I don't understand.
It all started when I look at two people that are a couple years older than me and look like 10 years younger than me. So, you two are something. Anyway, but going back to this was, and from where we were at, up there on top of the hill at FMF PAC headquarters, we overlooked Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And the the monument itself, I mean, it still seeps oil from that. And just
about a gallon a day.
About a gallon a day, but it just still seeps out from there. And you look at this, and you look at Battleship Row, and you look at what happened then. You cannot fail to be touched by this.
There's nothing more touching and moving than that memorial.
And many, many, many of the people that come to visit this are Japanese.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
They come from mainland Japan. Yeah,
and go through the whole exhibits and just stand there and think about. That is one of the most moving experiences. Yeah.
Well,
I think second only to Normandy.
You know, the Navy got decimated, but a lot of people don't realize, and there is a monument there to the Marine detachment. There was, 70 Marines on board, and there is a huge monument there to the Marine Corps for the seagoing Marines that were lost that day.
Because battleships, carriers will have a detachment of Marines on there, as will
heavy cruisers.
And heavy cruisers, because a detachment of Marines back then was to maintain good order among them sailors.
Yeah.
among them sailors. No, you know what it was, but they're on there and they act, but they do. They'll guard, especially if there's nukes on them. They will be guarding all the arms and the ammunition, and they're there for security and other things. But yeah, people don't remember that there was that Marines were also on there.
Yeah, they were.
But Bill, you know what? That sounds like just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
It was. It was moving. It was something that, like I said, I feel blessed to have been afforded that opportunity.
Oh, for sure.
And it was just something that I'll treasure forever. And it's heartwarming to me to know that people are still patriotic. They haven't forgotten the sacrifices of those men. And
I'm glad you said that, but this is something, though, that needs to be brought back up. You know, people need to know is that there was a World War I. What caused that, the results of that? And then World War II, what caused it? The result, and then from that, the heroism and how our country came together to beat two, you know, yes, it was, and we had our allies, but let's just face it, when we put our not just our military might, but also our industrial might behind it, we won that war and then rebuilt this world. Bill is a member, of course, of the Greatest Generation, and then you turned around and fought in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so it's this whole thing is I don't know if kids are being taught that today.
Well, they're not being taught. And the important part is this whole next segment of our government, one of the things we have to pay attention to is the Department of Education and that we get the education back in the schools.
I want to teach about our history. I want to say that I am I didn't want to get political on it, but I'm supremely optimistic President-elect Trump's choice of education.
Absolutely.
This lady is a dynamite, and she is going to get this, you know. The teachers' union, I swear to God, they exist to protect tenure in themselves, not for the benefit of the children. And that's a tragedy.
Well,
the textbooks are going back and they're starting not to teach anything prior to World War II. And we've got to turn that around and we've got to have an emphasis on teaching our children
civics about this country
and how it was started.
Anyway,
it's
Bill.
It's got to be an important part.
I want to take a break. I want you to talk about one more thing here, but I got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If the best place to learn CCW, concealed carry, advanced shooting, carbine classes, all of that, hunter safety, all of this is at Northern Firearms Instruction. Full-time business for retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. All of his instructors are NRA instructors, trained instructors. And if you want to know what kind of instructors they are, and what kind of instruction you get, you go to the website and you go to the reviews. Hit the reviews and just read the comments because Lighty doesn't have anything to say about this. He can't. Once the reviews are on there, they're on there. So take a look at the comments of people, the all-women's class, the advanced class, the just regular people getting classes from all over. And if that doesn't convince you to get your to have your concealed carry training through Northern Firearms, I don't know what will. Check it out at readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies
and yogurt.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hey, Bill!
No more let sins and sorrows grow. No thorns in faster ground.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Did you just hear me yell, "Hey, Bill"?
Yeah, I did, and, you know.
And was that on the air?
Were we on the air?
You were, because if I don't turn the microphone on, I cut off your first word, and then you yell at me for that.
I don't yell at you. I do not.
This
you know
is
what?
Just a friendly
just,
family
just
show.
Do your, look at me, and when I'm sitting there looking at you, there's the signal. It's not just willy-nilly. Willy?
What did I walk into?
You. It's your fault.
It was your fault. You weren't in here, and he was yelling
sorry,
at you
everybody.
On air.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm back.
It's an inside look at the intricacies of modern
It's so hard.
Modern live
first
radio.
Of all, I have to put my face next to the microphone in a certain position. Then I look at Bob, and Bob then turns me on. Sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't.
How's he turning
you know,
on?
Let's be careful with our wording there. Yeah,
he clicks the button.
You
don't even want to know what we were talking about the other day. And Bob was laying on the floor, and Linda was just staring at me. Anyway.
Context is everything.
Welcome back, Bill. And let's talk about...
Yeah, we're here with Gunnery Sergeant Bill Filan, yeah. Who is a, of course, retired Marine. Was the previous commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart right here in Reading, but also big in the state. Went back to Pearl Harbor for the 75th anniversary, as did the kids from Paradise. Were there for their band. Now, we've talked about that and what a great experience that was. But then he said something that I just think people need to hear. The Military Order of the Purple Heart has fundraisers during the year. The big one is the golf tournament. And so you wonder about what do they do with this money? You always wonder. Well, I know what he does with the money because one day I went down to REU along with Rob Burrows and the Gunny, and we talked to Barry Tippin because there was an injured Afghanistan veteran whose power had been cut off on a Friday, and he had a wife and two kids. And we said, this is a bunch of crap.
Unacceptable.
And so Bill essentially paid his paid for the kid to get his to get his
my power organization
back. Your organization paid for him to get his power back on, and so we bet. Now Barry Tippin was cool about it. I mean, he really was, and he said, "Well, look, let's put things into the bills that says, hey, if you're having problems or you're a veteran, go here's the numbers you can call." I mean, and then again, I mean, you've got to be kind of like proactive when you see it. But he just came in again and told me that these several cases of our veterans, and some of them, you know, some of them are disabled veterans, some of them aren't, some of them, you know, some of Purple Heart, some of them aren't, but they've come back here, they've come back home, they've just gotten out, they're having problems getting a job because everybody knows, you know, that veterans have a tougher time getting jobs, so they shouldn't. And all of a sudden, they're getting their power cut off, and they've got, you know, their electricity gets cut off, then the formula in the refrigerator doesn't work, and, you know, all this stuff. The question does REU have some kind of thing that says, hey, I'll give a, you know, give, I know they have something for giving for seniors.
Yeah.
How about for veterans?
Well, we ask them if the possibility of amortizing it and letting the guy pay, you know, monthly, something that he can handle.
And the answer was?
Well, the answer was
no.
That is possible, but we haven't seen it come to fruition.
Yeah.
But you know,
I'll tell you why they say it is this. Is, well, if we let him do that, then we're going to let everybody do that. And guess what? If he pays $60 a month, or $100 a month, it doesn't pay for his electricity. So he keeps getting further and further and further behind. That's what he said before. Now, he may have changed his mind since then, but I think it's a tragedy and a travesty that we've got veterans with kids that are having problems with their jobs, because there's one kid that had his electricity turned off. He had two jobs. He was working at two jobs and lost one of them because the company shut down. Well, it's either you feed the kids, keep a roof over your head, and try and pay as much on your electrical bill as you can. And they just cut it off on a Friday.
If there's an organization available that can help these veterans do that, it appears that maybe we really need to get in the city council's attention about setting up some kind of program that would allow a veteran to be identified, and when their bill is going defunct, let them know there's someone there to help them.
I'm going to give a plug to a gentleman, Al Naccioni, he told me, he said, Bill, if you ever run short and you need help helping a veteran, you call me. That was unsolicited, but that's the kind of generous man that these people are. But let me just quickly say, we're talking about the Purple Heart. We are a congressionally chartered veteran service organization, and a lot of people know this and a lot of people don't know this, but in 2014, the Shasta Chamber of Commerce named us the Nonprofit of the Year.
Yeah, so I remember that.
Yeah.
We feel like when people know that their charitable dollar is actually going to a charity, they're more receptive.
I mean, it's here, and it helps veterans, and it helps other people.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I know, I sat across the table from Barry and his assistants there. I know that they say, hey, look, we'll put these things in the mailers. If somebody is starting to have problems, this is what they said, and I think I saw one of the mailers. I don't really read all the mailers. That said, if you're having problems with your electric bill, call. Here are two organizations that can help you. But I still think there's got to be a way that there could be that other little box where you can give for seniors. You know, why can't you put a little box on there and set up another account that says, I'm going to give $1 or $5 a month to a veteran that needs it?
Well, more importantly, it appears that there is money available and what have you. The issue, now I'm going to play politician again. I'm going to give the other side. But I'm going to tell you that it's very difficult to get the message out. We're probably going to find out that, in fact, there is a way for veterans to identify themselves, and they just aren't doing it. Getting the message out to the public, out to people to know, if you know a veteran, if you know someone who is a veteran who's having an issue, tell them there's money available, there's a way to do it. It's all about the communication, and it's very difficult to get people's attention.
Well, if you'd like, I could give you the post office box of the military or the Purple
Sure.
Heart if people Yeah. are so inclined to help. And we are a 501c, so it is tax deductible. Anything, like God said, or Jesus said, anything you do for the least of my people, you do for me. And it is, read that, I don't have my glasses on. Post office box.
Post office box 993233. Post Office Box 993233, Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Just look up on a website, too. You can find it, Military Order of Purple Heart, Redding, California. And you'll see they'll have also things. Okay. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot for being here. Merry Christmas, buddy. Thank you for everything you do for our community. Give your beautiful wife hugs for us. The fact is that the Military Order of the Purple Heart is out there all the time, trying to help kids, trying to help veterans. Plus the fact that, and generally, just all a bunch of good guys. Thanks a lot.
Our community is richer for the military, retired military people that we have living here.
Hey,
thank you all for your service.
Coming back right after the break here for the news is Rachel Hatch, our local lady futurist, our local futurist here that is going to talk about things that are happening right now and things that are going to be happening down the line here with our technology. And she's brought a guest that's fascinating. We'll be right back.
Thanks again.
Merry Christmas.
And the news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
We'll be working at the White House in January as a counselor to the president. And just last month, she spoke to reporters about the ongoing transition meeting.
The man works 18 hours a day interviewing people, taking calls from across the world.
She has largely been the face of the incoming administration ever since Election Day. The transition team says that Conway will work with senior leadership in the White House to effectively message and execute the administration's legislative priorities and actions. More Americans sought unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says weekly claims rose by 21,000. Businesses stepped up their spending on industrial machinery, steel, and other big-ticket items last month.
The Commerce Department says a measure that tracks business investment rose 0.9% in November after a slight 0.2% increase the previous month. Orders for all big-ticket factory goods fell 4.6%, mostly because of a sharp fall in demand for commercial aircraft, a volatile category. Excluding transportation-related goods, orders increased 0.5%.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates climbed again this week, hitting the highest levels since early 2014. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the rate on a 30-year fixed-rate loan jumped to an average of 4.30% with the latest upgrade. Still searching for the man who drove a truck into a crowded Christmas market in Berlin, killing at least 12 people. Frank Jordan's reports nearly 3 days after the attack, the market is now reopening.
Berliners have been trying to return back to normal life, and that's included the Christmas markets in question reopening today and tomorrow for the final days of this Christmas market, which is in the heart of the old West Berlin.
Meanwhile, the mother of the Tunisian fugitive wanted to end that attack says that he had shown no signs of radicalization. More on these stories at townhall.com.
NIV Live, a breathtaking Bible experience, is the perfect Christmas gift. Voiced by award-winning actors, musicians, and pastors, it brings Bible characters to life from Genesis to Revelation.
Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me.
God of Israel says, let my people go.
Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings.
I have seen the Lord.
Where is your God?
Let there be light.
The NIV Live complete audio set retails for $125, but you can buy it from Faithgate this Christmas for only $29.95 with free 3-day shipping. This special offer is only available online at NIVLiveSpecial.com. The perfect Christmas gift for spouses, parents, and grandparents. Get this 79 CD set for only $29.95 with free 3-day shipping only at NIVLiveSpecial.com. Order yours for Christmas at NIVLiveSpecial.com. Limit 7 sets per order. Only at NIVLiveSpecial.com.
The U.S. will once again deploy tanks to mainland Europe in a sign of increasing tension with Russia.
The U.S. military is reopening old Cold War storage facilities to position military equipment in case of a crisis. From next year, the U.S., Britain and NATO allies will be sending 4,000 troops to Eastern Europe. They'll be joined by a U.S. armored brigade. Russia's military intervention in Ukraine and more recently Syria have heightened tensions with the West.
That is the BBC's Jonathan Beal reporting. Since he arrived in Moscow 3 years ago, Edward Snowden has remained in contact with Russian intelligence, according to a new declassified report released today by a House panel. The former National Security Agency contractor in 2013 revealed how U.S. government efforts to hack into data pipelines used by U.S. companies to serve customers overseas. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Trump Inaugural Committee has released a preliminary schedule of events. Here's correspondent Wally Hines.
Official events kick off Thursday, January 19th with a wreath laying at Arlington Cemetery. That'll be followed by a welcome concert at the Lincoln Memorial. The president and vice president-elect will take the oath of office just before noon on Friday, January 20th, on the west front of the Capitol, followed by the traditional parade and inaugural balls throughout Washington. The schedule concludes on Saturday morning with a prayer service at the National Cathedral.
That's correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Consumers slowed the growth in their spending in November, and income growth was flat. Two worrisome signs at the start of the holiday shopping season. The Commerce Department says consumer spending grew 0.2% in November. So far, spending in the holiday shopping season has not been as strong as it was last year. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down about 36 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet Sunday, December 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu include chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab. With an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10 and children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark on this Thursday, this December the 22nd. It's 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings. It's 38 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 61, a low of 40. Mostly sunny during the day. Tomorrow and tonight, it's going to get some rain, some heavy rain into tomorrow. High of 50 and a low of 34 on Saturday. A chance of showers, 49 degrees, a low of 40. And on Christmas Day, we're looking for a 30% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, but probably clear and just a little cloudy on Christmas Day. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're on their, gosh, this is a big anniversary.
Oh, nothing like a
anniversary
sale at Four
week
Winds.
Right there, 20% off. And they are the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, California, with a trained watch repair. I said trained. The only watch repair guy in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry, plus the fact of their just a tremendous selection of jewelry they have there at very, very fair prices.
Yeah,
very
great, good. Great collection of estate jewelry and any kind of jewelry you can think of. Great place to buy there that gift for Christmas.
Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Again, 20% off this week. What a great place to run down and get a last-minute present.
A girl can't have too many guns or too many rings.
Well, okay. Hey, we're here with Rachel Hatch. And Rachel is, gosh, I guess you are Redding's resident futurist. Is that, can
an
I say that?
An odd thing to be.
An odd thing to be, but it's cool. It's, and you work with or for?
Institute for the Future, which is based in Silicon Valley. So I spent a lot of time on I-5 heading up and down.
Oh, that's such a boring drive. I feel bad for you. I
podcasts
did that for a lot of years.
Podcasts have changed it for me. You know, radio. Sometimes people value radio, it turns out.
Well, people love radio. I have the statistics. Okay, I understand a Silicon Valley Institute for the Future, but you're up here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us how you got here?
Was living in the Bay Area and started thinking about where we wanted to end up. My husband's originally from Palisadro and still has family here. And so we started, you know, scanning closer and closer to Reading. And he did that thing where, you know, as a high schooler, he said, like, I'm never coming back to Reading. There's nothing in Reading. And then, you know, you get to a point where you start to look at a community differently. Parks, schools, great place to raise a family, natural beauty. And so he boomeranged. And I boomeranged with him.
So he's a boomerang kid.
Yes, but we
see a lot of young professionals like that coming back that say that. I'll never come back. Mm-hmm. And then they realize that there's a lot to Reading and Shasta County and Anderson and all these places.
Yeah,
exactly. That is really good. Palisadro, all these places. It's really nice. Okay. And then you brought with you John David Miller.
Josh.
I'm sorry, Josh.
And I met Josh through some of the kind of mentoring that he's doing at Shasta Venture Hub, working with tech companies and advising them. So I don't know how you would describe what you do, but that's been my first interaction.
Let me read what he said here. I'm not sure where this came from, but product strategist, setup advisor, speaker, and serial entrepreneur. I only use my powers for good. I love that. I love that. For somebody that just watched Superman versus Batman, you know, last night, you know, if you've ever seen that movie, it's very dark. But they, you know, about what, who, this man with this cape, who says he's a god? Anyway, kind of like a lot of tech guys I've met. Okay. Now, one of the things that you're going to talk about today, and this is for people that don't really understand this, and which is probably the majority of the country, we're going to talk about bitcoins, but then the follow-on technology you have here that's called
blockchain.
Mm-hmm. Blockchain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Words that we just don't know what they mean.
Well, and the thing
but
that really
see it a lot. You see Bitcoin a lot. Then you see, I mean, what is Bitcoin?
It's making headlines everywhere. And, you know, the reason why we're really interested in this in part is because, you know, some people are saying this is a technology that will disrupt things as fundamentally as the internet did. And, you know, look at Reading today and some people are still like getting a website, right? And so it's sort of like things happen here sometimes in a time-related manner.
Well, no, but it's true. You know what I mean? Or they've got a website and you know, I can just say I've been, you know, I haven't been drug kicking and screaming into the century, but the more I hang around McKenna and Joe McKenna and down there taking classes, I realize that it's more than just a website too. I mean, we had somebody call us today. Well, why don't you just send it to us on the computer? Oh, I mean, I don't have a computer.
Yeah, and they're proud of that.
And I'm thinking, wow, why? So anyway, okay.
Well, and so, you know, the internet sort of like arrived here a little bit later than it did in some other parts of the country. So
most things arrive here later than they do in the other parts of the country.
My intention is I don't want us to be 10 years lagging on blockchain technology if it's going to be as fundamental. So it's kind of hard, you know, it's hard to wrap our minds around what it even is. So maybe we can try to do that a little bit today.
Let's start there because I'm like totally in
okay.
the dark.
But is Bitcoin part of this?
So Bitcoin is this peer-to-peer digital currency, which enables people to have interactions that are encrypted. So there's secure interactions, but they don't go through the same kinds of banks and central institutions that we're used to having our money systems go through.
So that's how
it started to first make the headlines.
Financial interactions.
Right. So how do you? Yeah. So I'd be sending money to say Josh, but how would I do that?
You would have a Bitcoin wallet, so it's like a digital wallet.
Right.
So we, you know, right now we're at the stage where everything is a digital version of whatever you normally have in real life. Like if you have a Bitcoin wallet, and you would have the access of, you know, what his transfer information is and his unique identifier. You may not actually even know his specific name in real life, but you have some way of identifying him on
this.
And
I'm buying the product that he has or that I want. Is that true?
In some cases, yeah. So
what is it
usually? If you're in Palo Alto, you can go to a coffee shop and buy a coffee using Bitcoin. So some retailers are starting to use this as a mode of transaction.
Oh, you mean you just show up? Okay, but how do you get money into your account?
Right now you take, and here Josh, please tweak what I'm saying to make sure it's accurate. You take, you know, fiat currency, the U.S. dollar, and you buy Bitcoin. That's one of the main ways.
But you buy it from the people that started Bitcoin, right?
go for it, Josh.
Not exactly. But essentially, so the easiest way to think about Bitcoin is both as a technology and as a money. So you can think about a Bitcoin as an alternative to a dollar or a euro or a pound. It's money. Mm-hmm. And so the way that you would before, say, traveling to the UK and you want to convert some money to dollars, you'd go to a bank because they have both and they would do a conversion for you. When you want to do that with Bitcoin, you would essentially do the same thing, but with an online exchange. So you'd go there and you'd give them dollars and they would give you Bitcoins that, as Rachel was saying, would go into your digital wallet. Then you have access to those and you have a number associated with you, a secure number that's you, and there's a secure number for whoever you want to send money to. And
the dollars that you have, are they first, before we can give them to them, are they like in my bank account and I can transfer them right out of there? Or
they're in the wallet that Rachel mentioned. So, yeah.
How do I get them in that wallet?
You would go, for example, you could do this right now if you want to. You go to one of the many online marketplaces and you sign in, you connect your bank account to it so you can transfer money.
So originally I can transfer it out of my bank.
Yeah, okay. And that's what it is. It starts with your bank someplace.
Yeah.
Okay, and then because that's why I figured you have to put money in it to it somehow.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you've got
exactly.
to transfer money into it. Okay, then at that point, then you can go into Bitcoin and that's accepted everywhere and it's got the same rate. Is that correct?
Not accepted everywhere. So it's early
okay.
adoption. So, you know. Right. In Silicon Valley, they're starting to use it in retail.
Well, I've seen it a mm-hmm. lot in Bitcoin, but I also saw something that said there was a big major hacking into this. Mm-hmm. And it just, I mean, like they got into a lot of accounts and emptied them.
There have been, I think we have that headline about once a month.
Yeah.
You do with any credit medium.
That's right. Any place where there's a lot of money creates a pretty big incentive for those who'd like to have it and whoever's going to attach it with, say, illegal means. But, there are these institutions, right, these exchanges that'll handle those large transfers of money, and they can essentially hold your wallet for you. So the intrepid individual, some very talented hacker, can find their way into that place and essentially steal the codes to your digital wallet and transfer money out. And I think that there's been probably more than $1 billion, U.S. dollars, that have been taken that way.
Wow. Okay, hey, we got to take a break. We're here with Rachel Hatch, our Institute of the Future, who is in our future right here in our presence, and Josh David Miller, who's just talking about that. But remember what you said, I only use my powers for good. Okay, we're going to be right back after these commercials with Rachel and Josh and, of course, Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have 3 words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, 1 block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Manhattan.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 22nd of December. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 38 degrees. It's going to go up to 61 today. Rain's going to start rolling in today and tomorrow, and snow at the lower levels. If you're up in Shingletown, you may be able to go outside and
get a little white Christmas going.
Do a little snow angel in there. Hey, it's 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going down to 40, but it's been down in the 30s. Is your heater working right? Is your heating system working right? Are the filters clean? Are the air ducts clean? Is it performing as well as it can, so it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg for electricity this year? Alliance Heating and Air, best in the North State, voted best in the North State, over 25 years of experience, a veteran-owned business. These people are just outstanding. They are the ones, Martin and his people are the ones we call if we ever have a problem, and then they come and they fix it. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Ever run out of cold water or hot water?
Yeah.
Okay. They can put in that direct heat, you know, that direct system. Oh, yeah.
Because instant
cozy. Oh, I used to have to heat up pots of water for Linda if she was going to take a bath, because the old system we had, I mean, it was just, I don't even want to get into it, but it's a boiler system. I mean, it was probably put in there in 1840.
But you know? And even just a hot water heater, like in my house, it's at one end of the house and then there's a shower at the other end. I mean, you're going to get old waiting for that water to get hot in that shower.
But not only that, but on those cold days,
the hot water runs
through the cold
mine
pipes.
Mine comes right out of the ground, a well.
Out of the cold pipes, it hits you that first time, that first second. You're
wakes
like
you right up.
Okay, wait a minute. Here's the look. So,
absolutely.
So there's the look. And you go, and then you run out of the shower and go, okay, back into the shower. What, you want that one more time? There you go. All right, you only get that twice. Okay, hey, we're here with Alliance Heating.
We have a hard time keeping on track. Have you noticed that?
Check out homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating Air. Okay, we're here with Rachel Hatch, who is from Institute of the Future out of the Bay Area, but also out of Redding, which is one of the tech hubs of Northern California. And Josh David Miller, who is a product strategist, a startup advisor, speaker, and serial entrepreneur. He only uses his powers for good. Now we talked a bit about Bitcoin, and I think that you know what you talked about gave a lot of people a basic idea of what it is.
And something now that everybody's going to go to the internet and really start doing a search here to figure out exactly what that is. It's interesting.
How can I make
a
money
new
on
kind
Bitcoin?
Of something that's out there?
Excellent.
Okay, so now let's talk about blockchain.
All right.
And the meetings that are going on.
Okay, so we have this kind of new fledgling meetup group that's trying to understand blockchain technology. Because there's so much hype about Bitcoin. Like you were saying, Carl, it's on the headlines. There's all this stuff about it was hacked, but then it gained this much value in this day. So there's a lot of speculation happening there. So to kind of get beyond the hype, it's important to look at the technology that's behind Bitcoin, that's enabling Bitcoin, because that technology is going to be used in the financial space like Bitcoin, but also for a whole range of other things. So blockchain is a ledger-based system for transactions between people. Those transactions don't have to be financial. They could be exchange of information, for example, like my birth certificate could be on blockchain, and you might validate that I'm 35 years old and born in Cedar Falls, Iowa, because you can actually have access to that. The ledger.
I know you're from Iowa.
Yeah. Without
Waterloo.
Even, we didn't need blockchain for that.
Waterloo, Iowa.
Hey, I'm impressed. So this is a system where people can validate all of the interactions that are happening. Again, it doesn't have to go through a central institution to be able to do that, like a government, just like Bitcoin doesn't have to go through a bank. And one of the things that this enables is for people to have small-scale transactions. So, it's like with Bitcoin, I may not pay you $1,000 because I'm buying something from you. I may actually say, I really like to listen to Free Fire Radio, so I'm going to donate I'm going to have a micro transaction and say, I want more of that kind of story on Free Fire Radio, so I'm going to do, 5 cents. And that's something that these kinds of systems are really good for. What else do you want to say about blockchain?
This just opens up all types of things.
It does. So now, you've got a group of people in the community. I'm fascinated by the fact that I don't think a lot of people in Shasta County understand what an undercurrent of technology that we have going on in this community. We expose it here at KCNR Radio. He gets all these interesting people in here, Lyndon and Carl do, but I don't think the general public has any idea how much upscale technology is going on in Shasta County.
And it's growing. I think it's not exactly there are some who say, Redding is the next Silicon Valley, and I think that's probably not the right way to think of it.
I don't think I ever said that.
We like to think big in the North States, though, Rachel. You'll get that.
Okay. We can be like the North End, Valley. We're at Silicon Valley. We could be like the Rocky Peak of Silicon Valley.
Hill.
We are the hill.
But there is some, I think what's important right now is to really uncover, who is doing some interesting stuff in the tech space,
yes,
and how can they get better connected with each other and figure out what the gaps are.
Right.
That would really supercharge tech activity here. So the blockchain meetup group is about, 10, 15 people. We've had a couple meetings. Our next one is coming up January 4th. We usually meet at the DIP, which is this awesome kind of pub performance space that's in downtown Reading. And it's just a bunch of people who are curious about blockchain technology. So some people are really enthusiastic and have been studying this for years. Other people, they just want to come and ask
age
questions.
Group.
I think our age range so far has been 50 and between 20 and 50, I would say.
So we're not talking millennials. We're not talking just all young kids that are involved in this, people that have been around a while.
And it's certainly open to all ages.
We could go there and then we become the demographics.
We could mess the demographics up really bad.
I've been used as demographics before, as we all know.
I know.
Don't like it.
You go through a stage, though. See, used to be the youngest in every crowd. Not true anymore. It's
That's
just
right.
hard to adjust.
That's why I kind of like that. I like to hang around the veterans' home.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, get called kid. All right. Okay, so blockchain. Let's go back to blockchain here, because you said things. You could put things on it, like your birth certificate. Why?
Yeah, so it could
Why
be a container of certain information. So right now, that's one of the most interesting.
So you would
use
scan
cases.
It. You would scan it in.
So
and
we're still operating on the internet, though. And we're still putting our information out on the internet somehow. I mean, that's how you're getting between one another. Yes.
I mean, that's the easiest approximation is just to say yes to that question. But it's not like putting it on the internet in the sense that I throw up a web page or something and that everybody can view it. One of the things that makes blockchain is how secure it's supposed to be.
Hence the word block.
Encryption.
It's encrypted and it's a database, right? But what makes it different than another database is that it records a series of transactions that don't change over time. So think about, we were just talking about Bitcoin, right? Blockchain is the core of Bitcoin. And you can think about financial transactions as being blocks in that chain, right, on the ledger. And once they're in there, they can't change. The other thing that makes it really different than any other kind of database you might think about is that it's distributed. There's no one central place where this stuff is housed, right, that it's not sitting in some business someplace. It's sitting on thousands of computers all over the world that are all coming to this consensus agreement about whether or not the transactions are right or wrong or valid or invalid. So it's kind of complex. I won't deny you that. that. But so yes, you're putting it on the internet, but you're putting it into this chain, this distributed database.
What's the difference between this and a cloud?
Well, a cloud is a buzzword, but technically,
the cloud's the same thing, isn't it?
Not exactly. Like the cloud is essentially just a series of machines, virtual and fake and real, that are all sitting in cyberspace someplace that have some type of elasticity to it. So you can think of like you're connecting to some service, right? Like you log into your email or something, and mm-hmm. that's this service there. You don't know what's happening behind the scenes. In the old days, you'd have to log in. Like you'd be connecting to one server. You're not doing that anymore. Connecting to this cloud of servers. The way that blockchain works is not like that really, because you're still not connecting it into the cloud or into the blockchain. You're just joining this massive network. You're essentially like becoming part of the cloud, if you were to use that kind of analogy.
So one of the use cases of this, and Josh and I were just talking about this before the show, people who have products and where it's important to be able to validate where that product came from and where it's been, they're using blockchain to do basically supply chain tracking. So mm-hmm. for instance, Walmart internationally is using blockchain for tracking, you know, in some Walmarts where they sell groceries, they're mm-hmm. using it to track pork. Where did this pork come from? You know, right now they have some digital tracking systems for that, but this provides an alternative that is in many ways more secure because it's an encrypted way of doing that. You probably have a couple of other examples.
Let's take a break here at the half hour. Because I would like to hear some more, you know, we can track things this way and all this, is why blockchain is the future and why it's going to take over everything, because that's kind of what we're getting into, right? Yeah, blockchain is going to be like an underlying basis for a lot of the things that happen.
That's the promise of it, but there's also reason to be skeptical.
Okay, and that's what I'd like to talk about when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah Bastiani have built a great business over the last 8 years here, locally owned, of course, locally operated. If you're looking for a pistol or a long gun, this is the place to go to. Now, however, if you want to buy a gun for Christmas, no, that's gone. But if you want to buy one, if you want to buy one for the beginning of the year, that may be too late too. But you got to go down and talk to them. I think yesterday was the last day you could buy a shotgun or anything for people. Plus, all the new rules, John's up on every one of the new laws that have just been passed by our state of California. And not only can you get not just guns and there, but you can also ammo, reloading equipment, every type of shooting accessory that's imaginable is all at Bastiani Arms, plus great, great customer service. All of this at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. It's a great place to go. It's where we buy our guns. There, but John and Sarah, great people. We'll be right back with Rachel Hatch and Josh David Miller. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit.
And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Up on the housetop, the reindeer paws. How jumps good old Santa Claus.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Three more days for shopping. Oh, okay, maybe two and a half more days for shopping here. Hey, this portion.
But no rush.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Hey, have you ever had any pumpkin spice coffee? How about triple chocolate or peppermint bark? They've got it all at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's simply magnificent. If you're into cigars, and many, many people are. All of this, it's a better-known business. Opens at 7:30 in the morning. It's open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Rachel Hatch with us, who is from the Institute of the Future, though, you know, she is very, very down to earth, and because she's from Palo Cedro. And Josh David Miller. And they're, besides being futurist and being into technology, they talked about the Bitcoin, which is a way of, it's a money
cyber
exchange.
Wallet.
It's a cyber wallet,
hey,
and a money
Chris.
Exchange system
uh-huh.
that's worldwide. That the and the bitcoins are you can trade in bitcoins, and you can look at it as a currency exchange. It's being accepted in more and more places. Your digital wallet that you have with you that you transfer money into, and then it has a very secure settings there, and it's part and with this you can travel or you can make a it's a much more secure way of spending your money. Okay, and then we start talking about blockchain, which is it's the system that Bitcoin works on. But now people are really getting into this. This blockchain is going to look like what the internet did 20 years ago, blockchain is going to do now. So let's talk about the things blockchain can do quickly.
The good and the bad.
Then what's the other side of it?
So right before the break, I was talking about how Walmart is starting to use blockchain technology to track some of its produce, like pork, for instance, to be able to see, well, where did it come from? What are all the points that it hit along the way? And to do that in an encrypted fashion, which is part of what makes it different from the traditional tracking systems they've been using. Josh, I know you've been thinking about some other examples that are in that supply chain space.
Yeah, one actually kind of interesting one is in diamonds, right? So diamond theft is a somewhat common thing. And, of course, that's a physical activity, right? Somebody's going and taking physically these diamonds. What they can do, instead of just encoding this barcode or number with lasers on the diamond that somebody has to look up maybe in some insurance company and cross-check records, they can put those ownership records on the blockchain. There's a company out there that does this. So they can track ownership basically from the mine all the way to your finger where these diamonds are. And when they get stolen, there's a clear, unalterable chain of owners, and that guy ain't on it. So it's pretty easy to, to detect theft in that case. So that's another use case that's kind of like supply chain, that where blockchain actually works pretty well.
Okay.
Another one is totally different space is medical records. So recently the National Institute of Health announced the blockchain challenge. They wanted to try to get a bunch of people to do some really important thinking about how blockchain technology could help with this problem with medical records. You know, medical records are just a nightmare for anybody who deals with them.
It's a huge thing now because in order to operate under the existing medical system, everybody who's practicing medicine in the United States is supposed to be on that national registry.
The complexity of that, the interoperability of systems with that, and the security of it is really challenging. And one of the things about blockchain is that you know, any one individual interacts in an anonymous or pseudonymous way. So there's a way of protecting the identity of an individual person who's interacting on the blockchain. And this gets into some of the technical stuff. An individual has a public, what they call a key, which is like your address that I'm sending this information to or the money to in the case of Bitcoin, and also a private key, which is like a passcode for being able to encrypt. You use a passcode to unlock your private key, and that makes it a more encrypted, secure system.
So who will have that key? I mean, you're just saying it's you, but okay, it's your health records that go in there, and which is a big thing. So the doctor puts it into, or whoever enters it into the blockchain, puts a code on it that only you have, or does it have a universal code for other people?
Hypothetically, they would link to your, they would link information about you to your record through your public key.
Right.
But then it could be selectively unlocked if you give permission using your private key, basically. None of this is in pilot phase yet. This isn't in use.
No, okay. I understand.
So this is just at the conceptual level. Oh, this might be really useful for supply chain. It might be useful for medical records would be another one. People are also talking about voting systems. What if voting systems could be on the blockchain?
Oh, and that would open up a whole new...
Of course.
There is a proof of concept in that space with
those damn Russians.
Outside of politics and in the realm of a publicly traded company shareholders, they frequently have to vote on transactions. Uh-huh. And there's a proof of concept out now for tracking the votes of shareholders in those large companies on the blockchain.
I could just see a way of what about just buying stocks and moving stocks around? If you have your own, if you have your own accounts there. Then you can just go to your broker and say, you know, move this, and, you know, the money just moves.
Yeah.
Kind of, or the...
Well, bypass the broker and do it yourself.
Well, you could do that. Go straight in. So what we're saying is this is going to be like a huge river of information that's going to be moving, and in it are all these different classified little packages that belong to everybody that's on the river.
Right. Blocks. You could think of them as blocks that get
information.
Added.
Yeah.
You know, a block adds to a block adds to a block, and that forms a chain. So that's part of why they've used the term, you know, the metaphor blockchain. And the term of blockchain.
So you've got all your little packages, and they team together, and they link up for everything for you, and it could be a variety of things.
Yeah, and as you add a new block to the chain, if you will, one of the characteristics of this is that everybody who's part of the system validates. Their computing power basically validates all of the interactions. So there's a lot of math behind this. I know you would probably, like me, geek out on that part, Carl, because it's, you know, there's a lot of encryption, and you can think of all the military applications.
Well, I was thinking about that too, because I'm thinking about, you know, because coding, when I learned to code, that, you know, that right in itself is a remarkable encryption for my head. But I also know is how we do things in the military as far as encryption and how we can send burst transmissions where you're pushing out 30 words in a microsecond, which is and at a different encryption rate, because when you're operating out in some of the places I've operated out, once you get up on the radio, you've got just a matter of minutes before you've got to move, because especially if they're looking for you. But the burst transmission capability, which is old, but you know they're still using it. You'd encrypt it on a key, and you'd pop that out, and it burst transmit, and then people on the other end with that same key then could read it and see what it is. But I see on something like this, if it's a constantly changing encryption key, it would be very, very difficult for somebody to break it. Kind of like Enigma during World War II. It would change daily. But somebody would have to say, okay, this is the change. I think in something like this, and it would be like an enigma wrapped, a puzzle wrapped in an enigma there, where it's going to automatically change just the security coats that would work for you. Am I getting too far off here? Because I mean,
they're starting to get blank stares. We're in
I
trouble.
Know. Well, no, because no. But what I'm saying is we're talking about security. Well, wait a second, Bob. Just give me a chance here. Okay, so we're talking about if it's encrypted. Everything is being encrypted on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Blockchain. But if it's encrypted and if it stays encrypted, it can be busted. So is there ways of the encryption changing on a regular
basis?
So this is what I was trying to ask.
So, and this is, maybe you can help me with the technical depth here. But basically, like right now, let's say I'm sending something to you via Google. It may be encrypted, for instance, on my end when I'm starting to send you this, transmit this message to you. But once things go through central servers, they often become unencrypted or they end up being stored in an unencrypted fashion, even if they're then recrypted, or whatever the right term is, to actually send to you. So
yeah.
There's a moment where it's less secure. There's a period of time and there's a set of circumstances where that could be put at risk. In blockchain technology, the goal really is to have end-to-end encryption so that there's no moment where it's not encrypted. Fair? Is that fair?
All right, Bob.
The government already wants, built into our smartphones, back doors so they can peer at will into our every detail of our day-to-day life. I feel I have absolutely no doubt that the government is going to demand that they have the super secret decoder ring, and as this thing starts taking over transactions, they will know every dime you spend on what. Hey, according to our records, you bought that ice cream last week, and that's in contradiction to your health restriction, so we're going to drop your care. That kind of big brother oversight should scare the bejeebers out of anybody who thinks it through.
Actually, I think that this is a case where we can help with that kind of thing. Because when we're talking about the end-to-end encryption, there's no master key. There's you and there's the other guy. And those are the only two people who could do it. Unless they have your private key, they can't get in. If you think about
it. We use end-to-end to encryption now in the military.
Yeah.
And a lot of times if you're running along fiber optic cables and everything, there's also ways of making sure that nothing plugs in there to take it, in case there's a breach somewhere in there.
End-to-end
encryption has been around for a long time. What we're talking about is bringing it from a military aspect down to a everyday
ordinary
aspect.
People.
Yes. To lesser beings that are not military, but you're right, into ordinary business. I see what Bob's saying is that
the surveillance state is going to have a hard time with this.
Yeah, well,
I agree,
and that's good though. But that's good. We need to take another break. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Guys, if you're looking for a present for your loved one, or you're just looking for a present for a loved one or a friend, you're not sure what to get.
Or gals, you just got something you just need to wear Christmas Eve or
there
New Year's
go.
Eve. There you
Anything.
Go.
Anything. 1322 Pine Street. They have it from head to toe. But let me use one word here. Brighton. If I can say the word Brighton, then you are going to walk out of there with a happy person on the other end. So Brighton bags, Brighton jewelry, any of this stuff is at Dandelion 1322 Pine Street Dandelion Boutique. It's a great place. Okay, we'll be right back with Rachel Hatch and Josh David Miller, two members of the North State Blockchain Meeting Group, but also our local futurist.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey,
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
We sing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Bob's beat me up here. Welcome back.
Daddy's kissing Santa Claus.
Ooh. Now, who was that? Who's just said that?
That would be Little Mikey Jackson back right. In the 1960s.
Is that cool? 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 40 degrees going up to 61. What's it look like for the rest of the, both today and tomorrow there, huh?
Well, we're going to get a little really rain and snow and a little bit of everything tomorrow and then back over the weekend, a little chance of rain, but nice for Christmas Day. Weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Veteran and senior discounts.
There you go. Veteran-owned business there. Okay. We're here with Rachel Hatch and Josh
Miller.
Josh David Miller. Josh David Miller. Here we're talking the number of things. We talked about Bitcoin, but then we got into blockchain, which is what everything runs on. So as most people are, everybody likes to get on new things. Oh, this is new. We should just do this. but luckily, there's other people that go, well, let's take a look at what this really can do and what it can't do and where's the drawbacks to this. So the other side of blockchain is?
Well, I am our blockchain meetup's resident skeptic of this, which I do wear with a badge of honor.
It's a term of endearment.
It really is. No,
they don't use the word obstructionist or anything like this. Skeptic is a much better word.
Nor am I a denialist or anything.
A denier. You're not a – okay, I got it.
So this comes from experience and the knowledge of history that there's new technology all the time and we get crazy about them. We have these great fads and that's awesome.
But Pokemon. Okay. is this a Pokemon Go?
Probably not nearly as fun for most people, but okay. There's this trend. We go into this. It's a fad. It's huge. It gets really, really big for a very short period of time until it crashes down again. It doesn't crash down into nothing, into oblivion. It crashes down into a space where it gets comfortable. It finds those niche markets, things like Rachel was talking about, supply chain management and that kind of thing, where it's just really well suited. But we're in that we're in the state with blockchain right now where people see potential in voting. Our enthusiasts in our group see this as literally changing the world, as changing fundamentally how we view and interact with other people. And, you know, I'm one of those people who says that, well, most of the time when we think that that's true, it isn't. And so that doesn't mean that it's not here, but it means that we should be talking about this, which is why I always go to these meetups that Rachel organizes, but that we should be talking about it with the idea that most of the time it doesn't work out this way.
Which a little more realism, more of a realistic approach to it, as opposed
to rather than taking over the society, it's gonna move in and take a little
and so
place
I just
next
have,
to
I
other
have,
things.
I have a question: is that, you know, do you two like arm wrestle at the end of the night? And
I think the thing comes down to what time frame you're really considering this. So what, okay, you know, will blockchain change everything? I think it has a strong chance of doing that in the 10-year-plus time frame. I don't think it will, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I think it depends on when you're looking at it.
Well, why wouldn't you be able to use – I mean, right now, you either go to Google or Yahoo Mail or Google Mail, or why wouldn't something like blockchain be the ultimate in secure emails that you send to people?
Well, similar encryption systems are being used right now. So, for instance, there's Signal, which is an app that people are using that's an encrypted way of communicating that has some similar characteristics to blockchain technology.
Yeah, but I'm talking about something that's just massive,
like
Gmail. Or I mean, because wouldn't it be better that if you send emails to people that other people can't get into them?
Yes, it would.
Because now people...
I think that there's a feeling among a lot of people that if you're going to get involved in all of this, that it may be too late to close the barn door, because once you've been out on the internet and you've put your information out there, it put your own name into Google and see how much information there is about
you. Totally.
I mean, so if you're going to try to block everything at this point, you're kind of too late. It's pretty much out there, and so you just cover yourself and you take precautions and try to you know protect yourself as best you can. But if you're going to play the game, there's a way to get to you, right?
Yeah,
I mean that's kind of just.
And there are real,
currently
there are real problems like with the technology, logistically, and so forth. Well, so you mentioned like email. That's something that operates at a massive scale that right now, at least, blockchain can't support something operating
right
at that scale.
Right, but I was looking at it because if you want to have some modicum of security, blockchain may be the way to do it. Like you were talking about in your supply lines or in business, people. You know, I've got a worldwide business, so I'm on blockchain talking to my managers or my other compatriots out there, and then we pay them in Bitcoin as we start our mercenary army and take over. I can see this for business. Now, obviously there's stuff out there right now that they can use. But will it does you of course, Rachel, you're the hard charger there, and you're saying we can do everything with this blockchain.
Well, I think it will become a fundamental shift in architecture. You remember, like with the internet, it started off with, oh, this could be a way that experts on university campuses could communicate with each other one to one.
Yeah.
And then it became, oh, I bet we could communicate like in groups.
The military was looking at it real hard, and then we could have
e-commerce and actually sell things here. And you know, now it's really started to it's disrupted.
If you stop and think about where we've come, and I could put things in time frames when I first got elected as an elected official in Shasta County, and we were arguing at that time about the mainframe for Shasta County, and we're talking about a room, a building, a whole deal, and should we go from that? And now we're talking about the information on your iPhone has more information in it than that whole big system in the downtown building. That's a short time frame, people.
In a relative
we're not talking 100 years here. We're talking 25, 30 years from a big mainframe to technology that we hadn't even dreamed of at that point.
But here I am holding in my hand the knowledge of the world. And I use it to take really not really good pictures of my dog when she's sleeping.
And we use so little of the technology that's available.
I'll show you after the show. She was really cute last night.
Yeah,
or bad selfies.
I had great pictures of my Christmas tree in the last night.
Or bad selfies. Yeah, in between I'm trying to figure out, you know, the nuclear exchange and all this. But and I'll look up
the price of gold since I started buying.
I'll look up blockchain. Okay, we only got like 2 minutes left.
So scale, I mean, scale is one thing that's a dilemma of blockchain, that it has difficulty scaling. Are there like one or two others you would put on the table real quick?
One other challenge that I mentioned is a logistical one. So one of the most obvious applications simply because of Bitcoin for blockchain is finance, right? It's getting in the finance world. But finance is a place where you have a lot of counter agents, a lot of really diverse parties. And this kind of thing, because it's distributed, only works when all of the players collaborate, which is why a lot of those projects end up falling apart, because the guys who are spearheading them, they need cooperation from their competitors in the marketplace. And so you have these really big logistical challenges to getting to that. And Bob was talking about government earlier. Government's mm-hmm. another entrenched player mm-hmm. that like they don't like Bitcoin, and they're not going to like a lot of this other technology, because what they're replacing is not necessarily another piece of technology, although that's true. They're replacing central clearinghouses. They're replacing the one place where information gets stored with a distributed place.
Which they can get to.
Which they can get
to. Right.
Distributed information is much harder.
Exactly. Yes.
Much harder yes. to pick up on than going into the one cache.
Yes. Exactly.
So that's right.
January 4th at the DIP. 5:30 p.m. is our next meetup group.
The what?
The DIP.
The DIP.
Yeah, you need to go there. They have great brews.
Where's the DIP at?
It's on California Street, downtown, right across from, what is it, near Enjoy the Store.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, we're
these
here.
These things are popping up like mushrooms.
You've named four places that I didn't know were in downtown Reading during the
one
show.
One is just around the corner here. Okay, no. We're here with Rachel Hatch, who is from the Institute of the Future. Is that right?
Institute for the Future.
For mm-hmm. the Future. Mm-hmm. And is just, you know what, Rachel, you write columns for on a Record Searchlight and all these things. You're just kind of like opening the world to a lot of people. And, of course, Josh David Miller, who is over there at the Shasta Venture Hub. Or other places.
I'm all around.
You're all around, but you're helping out in all these. And if you haven't been to the Shasta Venture Hub, you need to do that. And you need to take a look at what's going on in our city. Because, yes, we may not be Silicon Valley, but we do have a lot of things happening. CloudWise Academy, we're talking about the next class starting on search engine optimization. Do you even know what it is? Well, you're going to learn. Not only can you learn what it is, but you can learn how to manipulate it at the end of this class.
And anyone listening to the show today that didn't just get their mind absolutely racing about all this stuff that they've got to find out about wasn't paying attention.
That's right. All these great things.
We'll
Rachel,
be Googling.
Yeah, Rachel, regular date, you need to come on this show and bring somebody like Josh every time. So we can, you know, keep going, because, you know, Joe McKenna's got a show on Saturdays about pulling back the curtain so you can see what, you know, what really the networks can do for you. But you bring in things that are like, coming, well, it's not here right now, but it can be.
She's so awesome to have in Reading, isn't she?
She is. Oh, you are. Man. You are, because you put together these things that are just absolutely fantastic.
I need to take this opportunity to wish Merry Christmas to everyone out there, because
right.
I won't be on again before Christmas, and we'll see you after New Year's.
That's right. I'll be back tomorrow, but everybody.